Listen to this roster report for an update on the Patriots roster. Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and you're listening to the Roster Report podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's January 12th here at Gillette Stadium, and we have Tom Casale and Andy Hart breaking down the Patriots roster for you and explaining a few injuries that's on the injury report as the Patriots head out to San Diego to face the Chargers.
Thanks, Lori. Well, as the Patriots prepare to fly out to San Diego to take on the Chargers, there's not a lot going on in terms of the transaction wire. So we'll start off by just reviewing the injury report for this week's game. On the Patriots side, obviously the most notable injury, Rodney Harrison, has been declared out with the knee injury. There's actually been some reports out of San Diego. Jim Trotter, who covered Rodney with the Chargers for a number of years, reported that he has a partially torn ACL and will actually miss the remainder of the postseason. Rodney's agent has sort of denied this report recently. Tom, what are your thoughts on Harrison, the injury, and if it is indeed torn moving forward?
I don't see him coming back for the playoffs. I mean, the injury looked pretty bad when he got it, and now Jim Trotter saying that it's torn. His agent, like you said, it could be semantics. Well, maybe he's saying it's not torn, but it's sprained and all this kind of stuff. I don't think we see him again for the rest of the season.
I personally trust Jim Trotter, when reporting on Rodney Harrison, about as much as any reporter reporting on anything. They're very close. He's always had very accurate information from Rodney in the past. In my eyes, it's almost the same as Rodney Harrison writing a story that says Rodney Harrison has a partially torn ACL. So I pretty much, I buy what he's selling. So it looks like Rodney's probably gone for the postseason. Probably a little disappointing for him personally. Had the chance to return to San Diego, take on Marty Schottenheimer's Chargers. There's no love lost there between those two. But on the field, how much do you think they'll miss Harrison?
Well, you can't replace his leadership and experience and what he does with the mental part of the game. But physically, I think James Sanders and Artrell Hawkins have done pretty well. I think they'll be okay, like in coverage. Where you're going to get in trouble is maybe closer to the line of scrimmage with Harrison when he blitzes and just his physical style of play in there.
Okay. Moving on to the rest of the injury report, some interesting names on there, although I don't think any of them will play much of a factor in this game. Wide receiver Bam Childress, ankle, questionable, missed a portion of practice. Fullback Heath Evans, shin, questionable, and actually has not been on the field during the media portion of practice. Is that, I mean, he's played enough, but I wouldn't consider him a starter or a critical aspect of the game plan. What are your thoughts on Evans?
I don't think they win or lose this game based on whether or not they have Heath Evans. He's a pretty decent player. He's a pretty good special teams guy and everything, but it's just not a huge, huge loss, and then we won't have to see that fullback dive on third and one before Brady sneaks it on fourth and one.
Well, you never know. With Evans out of action, he's the fullback. Last time these two teams played, they needed a fullback. They turned to an all-pro defensive end who hurt his knee on the goal line, and it sort of hurt them moving forward on that season. So I wouldn't think we'll see Richard Seymour on goal line fullback, but there may be an opening there, maybe a Russ Hochstein or a Dave Thomas or one of those guys to fill in. Tight end Benjamin Watson's knee, still questionable. It's interesting. I've heard a lot of critique of him coming back, not playing that much of an impact game last week against the Jets. Where do you think Watson is in terms of his health and how much of a weapon he can be against the Chargers?
Probably around 75-80%, I would say, right now. You know, maybe they didn't need him against the Jets. Maybe he wasn't in part of the game plan. We all know the Patriots have a certain game plan, and it seemed like Jabbar Gaffney was a big part of that last week, running the football. I think he'll be a big part this week because I think the safeties for San Diego aren't very good. And if you can get Watson down the field on one of those guys like Terrence Keel or McCree, I think that that's an advantage for the Patriots.
The rest of the Patriots injury report, four guys that are probable. As always, Tom Brady, right shoulder, probable. Cornerback Ellis Hobbs, wrist, probable, as he's been playing through that since he had the surgery a couple months ago. Richard Seymour, elbow, probable. And Mike Vrabel, back. Probable. He's actually talked quite a bit lately about the stiffening of his back and the problems he's had there. Could that play a role in this game with those linebackers having to play such a key factor against Gates and Tomlinson?
Yeah, I mean, if his back acts up during the game, it'll definitely hinder his play. And, I mean, let's be honest, him and Bruschi haven't been flying all over the field in the first place. So anytime you hurt a back, it's tricky. Because even if you get through the week and everything's okay, he could play two snaps in that game and tweak it. And, you know, then you're looking at Eric Alexander or somebody like that coming in for him.
Okay, before we wrap it up, we'll just take a quick look ahead to the actual game. I think one interesting aspect, and I personally care about, is we're flying to San Diego, and yet it's not supposed to be very nice. Highs in the 50s, not a real hot game, so I don't think weather will be a huge factor in the game. It's not like the Patriots are flying out there and going to have to deal with unseasonably 85, 90-degree temperatures. I'll miss the hot weather, but
so
I don't think they will.
You're saying I should have checked the weather report before I packed?
Did you put shorts in your bag? Because if so, you might regret it.
I have shorts and short-sleeve T-shirts.
Just so you know, the lows of 34 to 35 at night in San Diego.
So it's going to be warmer here than there.
It's going to be warmer in New England than San Diego. But before we wrap it up, give me one matchup, one one-on-one matchup that you think could be very interesting, worth watching, could affect the outcome of this game.
Well, I think it's going to be Kasher on Phillips, the linebacker. You know, I'm just hearing guys from San Diego, they think Phillips is actually the better pass rusher. I mean, they think Merriman's the better player, but Phillips' first step is so quick that he's going to give those guys trouble, too. And I'm afraid if you overcompensate for Merriman, he's going to be left alone on that side. That's tough. It's a tough matchup for those tackles in this game. That's the obvious matchup that everyone's going to be looking at.
Two others that I'd keep an eye on are just in general, the offensive line versus the defensive line, because I think the Patriots will try to at some point establish the run, take advantage of the aggressive front by maybe trying to run right at him. And the other would be, as we talked about, Mike Vrabel and the linebackers playing the run against Tomlinson and Lorenzo Neal, the fullback, playing Tomlinson out of the backfield, catching passes, and playing Gates in the passing game. But there's a lot to watch in this game because there's a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. There's some weaknesses, some questions. Interesting matchup. I think it'll be the best game of playoff weekend. And before I babble too long like Brian Lowe would, back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next week for a brand new Ross Report podcast. As always, thanks for listening, and go Pats!